as always, taking skillful postures, postures that help us greet the present moment with interest and courage, friendliness. What do you need to do to feel really grounded, really settled in the body? For me, it's having a bit of the sense of the gentle pull of gravity, especially through my feet, bottom hands, just letting the lower half of the body just almost press downwards, receive the earth. And then relax. And then we match this with the upper part of the body, up through the torso to the top of the head, a sense of uplift, which we can really connect with each inhale. And then we release the tension with each exhale. Just feeling that uplift and release as we breathe. So there may be a sense of inspiration with each inspiration, an upward lift, and then a relaxation, a sense of relaxing down through the body, through the hands, your bottom, down through your legs to your feet. And the next in-breath comes, uplifting, inspiring. All the while keeping the interest friendly. Can you notice about the breath? I think it can be a sense of a kind of habitual thing to go, oh yeah, breathing. Oh, there's the inhale, there's the exhale. And it's kind of general. And yet each breath is filled with a variety of sensations that can be known. Whether you feel the breath in one spot, or whether you feel it kind of throughout the whole body, letting there be lots of sensory input to be aware of. What feels easeful, and yet helps you be alert, awake. Not getting lost in thought about all the different sensations, but just simply noticing, sensing them directly. The more we cultivate interest in the breathing, the more we have energy for practice, and often it becomes more pleasant. Whatever we're interested in really engages us. It can be quite pleasant. The more interested we are in all the different sensations of breathing, the more the breath can feel like a place of refuge. It can feel more and more like coming back to our true home, coming back to the present moment, our true home, as Thich Nhat Hanh says. See if this is true for you. The mind will take us on many journeys. We can hop on a train of association and get really lost. And just know the moment we notice that, we're already back in our true home. And we can deepen that by really connecting again with that grounded sense through the body. And the lovely lift upwards and relaxation through the breath. It doesn't matter how many times we leave home, we always get to come back. We get to come back and start again. coming back again and again and again to our true home in the present moment, through the body, getting grounded, and through being really interested in the multitude of sensations of breathing. Learning more and more that our true home is a place of rest. Knowing more and more, our true home is always there. Always there, waiting for us. dedicating the merit of this practice for our own good, for the good of those we care for all beings, and for this earth.